Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 through 39. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor any depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
We start a new sermon series today that's a very loose play off of John Acuff's book called Soundtracks. You see, we took a little liberties with the cover art, but the idea behind it is the solution to overthinking. Does anyone find themselves caught up in overthinking? Okay, I already see hands. I myself am very guilty of this. I am leaving in a month to go to Uganda, and I've already done a practice pack to make sure I can get all my stuff in my carry-on, right? This is overthinking. I'm going to want shampoo. Will these little travel things that I have to fit through the airport to be enough for 16 days of washing this much hair? There's all these thoughts that are running through my mind, so I know what it's like to have on repeat overthinking thoughts. We live in this world that is filled with noise, constant input from media and conversations and even our own internal dialogues. Our minds are like radios, always tuned to some frequency. Today I want to talk about the importance of the soundtracks that we allow to dominate our thoughts. But putting that into perspective, how we can align them with the truth found in Scripture. As Lily Grace read this passage from Romans chapter 8, 31 to 39, we see, and I want us to hear of God's unwavering love and support that transforms our thought patterns. This passage itself is a crescendo. It feels like it grows of assurance and hope. A reminder of that love that God has for us. So as we process this, I invite you to consider the theme or the title of picking the right soundtracks. So I ask, have you ever gotten a song stuck in your head and it just won't go away, right? It could be a catchy tune, a pop song that's just playing repeatedly on the radio. Recently, I experienced this with a song that just seemed to loop endlessly in my mind. I would go to sleep and wake up, and it was still there. It was one of those catchy pop songs with a chorus that just wouldn't quit, or I guess I looped it until it made sense. But no matter what I was doing, if I was working or driving or even trying to fall asleep, the song was playing in the background of my thoughts. At first, it was a bit amusing, But after a while, it became distracting. I found myself humming the tune during important meetings, even while praying. It was amazing how a simple melody had the power to dominate my thoughts and influence my mood, good, bad, or otherwise, throughout the day. And that experience leads right into these other soundtracks, these other thoughts that play in our minds. Just like a catchy song can get stuck in our head, so can certain thoughts, certain beliefs, and even attitudes. These mental playlists either uplift us, filling us with joy and confidence, or they drag us down, burdening us with worry and negativity. John Acuff shares in his book that our repetitive thoughts function much like those catchy tunes. He emphasized the importance of choosing the right soundtracks, those that encourage and empower, rather than the ones that hinder and discourage us. If you listen to any thought long enough, it becomes part of you, part of your ongoing playlist in your mind, and the truth can either work for us or against us, depending on what we allow to play in repeat of our minds. So therefore, it's essential. 3 points. Good sermon, right? Retire those broken soundtracks, replace with new ones, and repeat until they become as automatic as the old ones. So we need to retire those broken soundtracks. Romans 8, verse 31 begins with a powerful question. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This statement alone is enough to challenge our minds and the negative statements that we allow to play. Yet how often do we let fear, doubt, and even condemnation take root? Those statements that weasel its way in. It festers in our minds and it won't let us go. They're broken soundtracks that play on repeat, telling us that we are not enough. That we're not alone. That we are alone. And that our failures define us. Am I stepping on anyone else's toes yet? These broken soundtracks that play on repeat, we need to identify them. The things that take hold of our heart and mind and pull us away from the truth of God. To retire these broken playlists, these thoughts, these overthinking that we do, we must first recognize them and name them for what they are. It requires self-awareness and honesty. What are the thoughts that occupy your mind most frequently? Are you constantly worried about your worth? Do you replay past mistakes, letting them define your present and future? I'll share with you, I don't know if you're aware, but I'm a female pastor. I hope you know this, right? Otherwise, I don't know what's going on. But for so long, I was told, oh, just let your husband do that. And I guess they were being prophetic, because I do. I let my husband be the pastor also, but they were putting me in a place. And so that soundtrack was in my head. Am I doing what God has called me to do? Or am I overstepping my bounds? What if I can't ever be as good as fill in the blank? I let those negative thoughts pull me away and say, I'll just step back. But I'll be honest, it's hard to run from a call when God is calling. So when you let the worry and the mistakes and even what you think are failures define you, please hear this. They are not from God. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34 reminds us, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? And I'll stop with these next two words. No one. No one condemns. These broken soundtracks, these things that we think pull us away from God, they're like skips or scratches on an old record or CD, or I guess when the tape comes apart, if I have to reference multiple generations. Distorting the music of what God has for us. May we identify them. May we identify them for what they are. They are lies and distortions that keep us from experiencing the fullness of God's love and the purpose of your life. Because we're led down these negative paths and we stay there for fear that someone may see. So as we understand the impact of these broken soundtracks, we have to realize that they affect all sorts of things in our lives. These negative, overthinking thoughts that we have, they affect our emotions, our decisions, our relationships, even our physical health. Chronic stress, anxiety, some depression, can often be traced back to persistent negative thinking. And that's not of God. Proverbs 23, verse 7, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." As we think in our hearts, so we are. Our thoughts shape our reality. When we allow these broken thoughts to dominate, we live in a state of just defeat and disconnect from God's truth. But our scripture today provides a powerful perspective on our worth. Verse 32 says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give all things?" If God values us so much, so highly, that he gave his own son for our forgiveness, our redemption of our sins, then how can we allow thoughts that we are worthless to linger? It's time that we put aside those harmful playlists and recognize that this is not part of God's plan for us. They're not part of God's truth. So once we identify them, we must replace them with something that gives life, that will not allow us to just fall back into our patterns of overthinking, especially with negative thoughts. So once we've identified and retired, moved out those old broken thoughts, we must replace them with life-giving. And Romans 8, 32 through 34 reminds us that God justifies and that Christ is interceding for us. This means that our past mistakes and failures, that does not define us. I am thankful for that. Do not ask my sorority sisters or my friends from high school of my past sins and failures. I am a different person today. Praise be to God. But once we embrace the truth of God's love, replacing those thoughts of what we were, we allow Scripture to seep in and it allows us to renew our minds. Romans 12, verse 2 urges us, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This renewal process is ongoing. You can't just say today I'm going to renew my mind and you are forever done with it. No, it is an ongoing, daily engagement with the Word of God that fills you with understanding, with love, with compassion, that fills you with joy and peace and patience. Consider replacing those thoughts of condemnation with the truth found in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. When feelings of inadequacy arise, remind yourself, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. These are part of the new soundtracks that should be filling our minds and our hearts. There's a group, a production, I guess, called Seeds Family Worship. And it takes scripture and puts it to upbeat music. It's for younger kids. And this was what we would listen to on the way to school some mornings when I was dropping the girls off. And one of them is just that. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, through Him who saved us. And to hear that song on repeat as a child steps out of the car and into school, knowing that they're going to be addressed with all types of ups and downs for the day, but knowing that God's love carries them because they are more than conquerors through His love. We need that affirmation as well. We need that scripture to rest on our hearts and lives. We have to create the new playlist that will move us outside of our negative overthinking and into the life of love for God. So how do we do that? It involves selecting, I believe, specific scriptures, affirmations that will help counteract the negative thoughts that you've identified earlier. I invite you, be intentional. Write them down. Memorize these passages of Scripture. Keep them nearby. Let them be accessible to you. Here are just a few. When feeling unloved, Jeremiah 31, verse 3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. When facing fear, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. When you are doubting your worth, basically all of Psalm 139, but it's a very long chapter in the Bible. But verse 14 says this, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. What if these new soundtracks, these words resonated and repeated in our mind, helping us to live in the truth that God has for us, that you are loved, that you can overtake the fear that fills you, and that you are worthy. It assures us of the unbreakable love of God. Lily Grace read with us in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. This was one of the top 10 passages that my youth director taught us to memorize when I was in high school. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, when I asked if we overthink, I think we let the negative enter in way too much. We let it have power in our lives. I'll never get better. I'll never be better. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. We let those negatives take hold. But God is saying none of that keeps you from the love of God. You are worthy. You are loved. You are known by God. He knows when you arise and when you go to bed. He knows the number or lack thereof hairs on your head. When I clean the shower, I wonder, did you know those, God? But God knows us. And He knows when we let negative have a place when he can speak life to our hearts. So find those scriptures. Find the ones that lift you up. And let it resonate in you day in and day out. Another effective way of replacing the old soundtracks is by practicing gratitude. When we focus on the blessings and the evidence of God's goodness in our life, we can shift our perspective from what is wrong to what is right. Philippians 4 verse 8 encourages us to think about things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy. When we put our mind on those things instead of the other, our hearts can be filled with a place of gratitude that transforms us and fills us with joy and a peace that can only come from God. So I want to give you a little bit of homework. I know a lot of you are out of school and out of the practice of school, but I invite you, one, to identify those negative thoughts, or when you feel them coming, you may not name them now, but throughout your week, write it down, and don't let it have place in your life anymore. And then find what it is. What is the theme that is taking hold? And find the scriptures that speak life and love into it. If you need help in any of those, please come and see me. I'll be glad to point us in the right direction to speak God's love day in and day out. And then I think the other homework, the final point of this, is to repeat it. Repetition is key. We got that in the cadence of our last verses, that this and this, neither this nor this, it's repeated over and over, but it gets to this crescendo that says can keep us away from the love of God. So make it a daily practice. Make it a daily practice to say, this thought is not of God, and I'm replacing it with the love that God has for me. Let it reinforce your mind and your lives. And I believe that the people you surround yourself with, and especially this gathered community now, are an important part of changing those soundtracks. Find the group. Find the individual or the small group that will speak accountability with you. The ones that you can share your fears and your struggles, but they'll come right back to you and be like, that's not of God. I'm praying with you as we move through this, but let's find the love that God has. Now, friends, understand that this takes time, because those old thoughts will come back. They didn't form overnight, and the new ones don't become automatic immediately. So be patient with yourself, but remain consistent in your efforts. Celebrate the small victories and acknowledge the progress you are making. And above all, trust in God's promise that God is with you through this transformation. Philippians 1 verse 6 assures us that being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And then God's grace is sufficient, and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So lean on God as you repeat these scriptures, these words. May they be reflected in your heart and your life. May they overcome all the overthinking that seeps in. And may we know that God is at work in you. So friends, retire those broken thoughts. Replace them with the truth of God. And repeat until they become second nature. May we commit today to changing the soundtracks, the playlists, the thoughts of our hearts and minds. And embrace the victorious, life-giving love that God has called us through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.